WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. For the time being, there are no new restrictions on e-cigarettes in College Station. The city council voted Monday night to defer any action to September 11th. That followed public comments. Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association says the proposed ban in businesses would hurt some members.
Ultimately, the decision of the board was to stay neutral, though it wasn't unanimous. We heard from several members on both sides of the issue, some strongly opposing it, some strongly supporting it as written, and the majority of which were neutral. They didn't care.
James Benham and Carl Mooney were outvoted on an e-cigarette ban limited to minors only and allowing their use in public places to continue. Bryan residents have their opportunity to tell City Council tonight what they think of next year's proposed budget and property tax rate.
The tax rate will remain unchanged, which means for most paying more since property values were raised. City staff expects another $1.6 million in property tax revenue, but they're projecting a decrease in sales tax revenue of $517,000. No rate increases are planned for Bryan water, solid waste, and wastewater fees. BTU residential customers inside Bryan will be paying less over the next 3 years for their electricity, while those outside the city limits are slated to pay 12% more over the same period. The budget includes adding 6 firefighters, another police officer, another police sergeant, and a program coordinator at the city's animal center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station firefighters responded to a pair of structure fires Monday afternoon. No injuries were mentioned in the fire department's news release. The first call was to Shipley's Donuts on Southwest Parkway. Investigators determined the fire originated in the building's heating and air conditioning system. The second call was to the Varsity 2 apartments at George Bush and Welburn. Investigators believe the cause was a torch being used for plumbing purposes. 7 residents were displaced. With the school year underway comes a reminder for those dropping off and picking up children to not stop in fire lanes.
The state law does say not to park, place, or stand, and standing is that version of sitting there in your car with it idle, but you could leave, but you're still there.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says state law does give an exception for delivery vehicles. The Census Bureau estimates Spanish is the primary language of about 20% of Brazos County residents. With that in mind, Thursday night's A&M football game at South Carolina can be heard in Spanish on a member of the Bryan Broadcasting family.
Now you can hear the Spanish language broadcast of Aggie football on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Everything we do at Bryan Broadcasting is about community. And I feel like that is a service. That is something for our community that can play really well.
Program Director Louis Bellina also says the Spanish broadcast will be available online with the Radio Aggieland smartphone app. WTAW News Time is 6:09. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The dog days of summer are here, and you're in and out of your car all day long and can't seem to ever cool down. So your friends at Rattlers have got the perfect summertime drink, an ice-cold icy, any size, any flavor, for only 59 cents all month long. And if you need a snack with that icy, pick up any Kettle Brand chips, 2 for only $2. After a hard day of work, pick up any 18-pack of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers for only $15.99. Rattlers, trying to cool you down all month long. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
It's Brazos Valley weather time, and the weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A little bit of moisture will try to creep into the forecast over the next few days. We certainly could use it. Occasional sun today, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95, becoming partly cloudy overnight, 75. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow with a high of 95. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday, more clouds. There could be a few showers. The high temperatures on Thursday, close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your WTAW sports. Coming up in just a bit, Coach Kevin Sumlin had his first radio program of the season last night, and he was talking about how difficult it would be to play in South Carolina. They've won almost 20 in a row at home. We'll have more on that. A&M Baseball announced their fall schedule. That's posted to our website if you want to take a quick look. Major League Baseball and a whole lot more. We'll knock that out for you here at about 6:50.
So, you know, kids go away to school and crises come up and you call home so that you can, you know, get some advice from a parent about what you should do. I mean, that's part of the growing up process, right? Going away to school, crisis comes up, call home. Well, we've reached maybe a new level. Story about a college freshman in China. China. Called his mom at midnight because he got a nosebleed. This has triggered some heated debate about the lack of basic life skills among young people. 19-year-old was overheard by his roommate going, I'll translate.
Okay. Yeah, you won't.
Not going to try that. Mom, my nose is bleeding. What should I do? Mom was able to talk him through his crisis. As an only child, the mom admits that she pampered her son. As a result, he lacks the ability to live independently. Some say the poor state of self-reliance among China's youth is a byproduct of the country's one-child policy. No, we don't need more Chinese people. We really don't. They're doing just fine.
Yeah.
They're okay. There's enough of them. We don't need to re-socialize them by giving them brothers and sisters necessarily.
Says you.
Not saying that they shouldn't be able to. That's a whole other question.
What are you worried? They're an ocean away.
That's right. They're a long way off. They're not going to be bothering us. Howsomever, they do cause prices here to go up on everything, if you notice pecans.
And chicken thighs. And chicken.
Unless you're flying in an airplane close, and then they don't care much for that.
You mean like a military plane?
Yes.
But my thought is, I don't know that we've gotten to nosebleed level here, but I don't know. I think there's any number of reasons why kids can't be self-reliant. I don't know. It has to do the fact that they're only children. Oh.
Info.
Nation.
Because I'm kind of thinking we got that same problem here in U.S. America.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Yeah, kids not knowing. I did. I had to go show a kid how to run a thermostat on an air conditioner.
No.
Yes. Yes. That was 2 years ago. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, I got to flip that. Wow. Yeah. See, sorry.
Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging, in conjunction with the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging, are excited to announce their Fall Prevention Awareness Day, September 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The event will be hosted by the City of College Station Parks and Recs Program at the Southwood Community Center. Topics will include home safety, physical activity, the fear of falling, and medication management. Come and enjoy snacks and door prizes, September 24th at the Southwood Community Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's the 26th of August. It is the 238th day of the year. Got 127 of them to go. It's National Dog Day.
Really? They just get a day?
Day? How does that work? Anyway. Cherry Popsicle Day. Just remember to wipe your mouth before you go back in. It's National Safe at Home Week. Beginning today. I don't know why.
I would want to be safe at home all the time.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And August 26th is also Women's Equality Day. This is the anniversary of all U.S. American women winning the right to vote in 1920. It's the 19th Amendment. But Marie Claire magazine says here's how women have rocked the vote over the years. The Wyoming became the first state to give women the vote. That was back in 1869. 33% of eligible U.S. women voted in 1920, 64% in 2012. 64% of eligible U.S. women? Really? It says here, in 1964, that was the last time more men than women voted for president. I find that hard to believe. I mean, I don't know.
Are you saying they're fudging?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that can be checked, but that does seem rather unusual to me. All right, we got birthdays.
9 months ago, there must have been a whole lot going on.
Why?
Because there's almost nobody important celebrity-wise that was born today.
What's interesting is what we do is we go do half birthdays.
Right.
You go back 6 months, they're even fewer.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. It's phases of the moon something. I don't know.
We're going Dylan O'Brien, 23, from MTV's Teen Wolf TV show.
Yeah.
That shows you where we're digging.
Okay.
Chris Pine, James T. Kirk in the new Star Trek movies, is 34. Collecting bets at 34 is Macaulay Culkin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Melissa McCarthy is 44 from Mike and Molly and Bridesmaids. Chris Burke, the kid that played Corky on Life Goes On, is 49. Valerie Simpson is 69, half of Ashford and Simpson. And that's all for the alive people.
Wow.
Geraldine Ferraro and Mother Teresa both would have had a birthday today.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, if we go 6 months, happy 56 and a half birthday to Greg German of Ally McBeal. I know, it's very, very strange. Happy 86 and a half to Fats Domino. And happy 61 and a half to Michael Bolton. All right.
That'd the? Be,
yeah, that's right. I was trying to find the Office Space drop, but I couldn't.
Oh.
Why doesn't he change his name? He's the one who sucks.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president does not seem to understand that ending wars is not the same as winning wars. Now, in the vacuum of leadership, the most ruthless brand of Islamic terrorists now have managed to gain power in Iraq and Syria, the group ISIS. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is so ruthless, even Al-Qaeda, well, they had to splinter off from this group. Now, they managed to take control of a lot of cities in Iraq, Fallujah, Mosul, Tikrit, headed to Baghdad. So where's the administration? When are they going to honor our security commitments? Who will ever trust us again? All the men and women that sacrificed for liberty and security of Iraq ought to be infuriated that their sacrifices may now have been in vain because this administration has now allowed the country to unravel into the hands of radical jihadists.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Is a
stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See them at NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by Team of Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $5,000 off MSRP on 2014 Ford Explorers.
Nice price.
Score big with 2014 F-150s with $10,000 off MSRP.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,500 off Ford Super Duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
The money behind the Burger King deal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There is a surprise twist to Burger King's proposed acquisition of Tim Hortons. The Wall Street Journal reports some of the money for the deal would come from Warren Buffett. The Berkshire Hathaway chairman would reportedly invest in the form of preferred shares that would provide about a quarter of the financing for the Burger King offer. Meanwhile, some lawmakers have criticized Burger King's plan to buy the Canadian donut chain and move its headquarters to Canada to lower its American tax bill. Pressure is building in Washington for action to end the so-called tax inversions. If you have a teenage driver in your household, he or she might be able to help you with your computer or other technology. You might have to look after the family cars. New survey, funded in part by Michelin, finds more than half of American teens don't know how to change a tire. A third can't figure out how to check the tire pressure. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Aggie fans, here's your chance to stand with the 12th man. Non-conference and Missouri single game tickets are on sale right now. Also, you can purchase tickets to all SEC home games through our 12th man packs, where you'll be able to select an SEC game and two non-conference games. Guarantee yourself a great seat at Kyle Field in 2014. Visit 12thman.com/tickets for more information.
Good morning, 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay. Rooftopping, taking photos from the top of tall structures, often illegally trespassing to get there. It's right. A favorite pastime for a lot of daredevil photographers. They did that at the Twin Tower.
The World Trade Rebuild Freedom Center or whatever they're calling it.
Kid broke in, took lots of pictures. And but, you know, it's also dangerous, too, or it can be. You can land in a heap of trouble, as happened to one Russian tourist. Quickly finding out, 24-year-old Yaroslav Kolchin has been charged with reckless endangerment, trespassing, disorderly conduct, after police spotted him climbing a cable of the Brooklyn Bridge on Sunday.
Yikes.
Getting some photographs, as he said, just for fun. After being spotted by locals and law enforcement, Mr. Kolchin was promptly arrested after he came down. Get out here so we can arrest you. His actions are being treated especially carefully, considering this is the second time in the past month the Brooklyn Bridge's security has been breached. Man, would seem like maybe the head of that thing ought to be replaced.
One might think.
Either that or promoted something, get him out of there. I can't imagine, again, rather an iconic structure. Mm-hmm. Glad that guy was not going up there to do anything wrong or bad. He just wanted to take pictures, at least that's what we know for now. But I know. We want security people to do their job. How very foolish of us.
Okay, you ask too much.
I know. 625, let's do some weather. 20% chance of some showers out there today, and we could use it. Obviously, partly, mostly sunny, and look for a high temperature about 96 degrees. Heat index values around 101 or so, and winds out of the east. 76 for a low tonight. And then we'll continue this really all the way through. But actually, as we get on toward Friday and Saturday, highs of only about 93 or so. And I guess that's supposed to be a break. But we do have a 40% chance of rain, which is the best part of the forecast because things are a bit parched out there. Winds are out of the east right now at 6. We have 76% humidity, and it's 78 degrees.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads.
That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
If you know you have to confront someone about something, how do you keep your cool, be effective, and get what you want? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
The most anticipated night of television is finally here. It's time to get back to football and kick off the 2014 NFL season. The kickoff celebration begins Thursday, September 4th, with a special performance by Grammy Award-winning musician Pharrell Williams, live outside CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Following the concert, get ready to cheer as the Green Bay Packers take on the Super Bowl champion, the Seattle Seahawks. Tune in live Thursday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the NFL.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Most likely you've been in a confrontation with someone that got heated and didn't end well.
You know, when you meet someone's aggression with your own aggression, you're giving that person power over you.
Barbara Pachter, author of the book The Power of Positive Confrontation, says instead of being aggressive, she recommends being polite and powerful.
And there are specific skills, learning verbal language, how to express yourself, not attacking somebody, but asking for what you want, paying attention to your nonverbal skills, making sure you're not screaming, but also making sure you're speaking loudly enough so you are heard, looking people in the eye, you know, having a pleasant facial expression. I mean, this doesn't mean you have to be a wimp, and it doesn't mean you have to be a bully to get what you want. There are alternatives.
For example, someone might say to you,
"Gosh, you're an idiot. Why are you saying that?" And we all want to explode back. Instead of doing that, there are some phrases that you can train yourself to use, such as, you know, "Help me to understand why you're calling me an idiot." Then all of a sudden they don't have anything to say.
A lot of confrontation happens online, and Barbara says it's almost never worth getting involved because
what you say, what you post can and will come back to haunt you. People get fired about when they post and tweet really stupid things, mean things, racist things. I mean, there's just no place for it.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieline Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next year's proposed budget and property tax rate for the Bryan City government are the subjects of public hearings at tonight's council meeting.
Infrastructure gets a shot in the arm. The amount of money for street improvements, which last year was $2.4 million, went to $10 million this year and is budgeted for another $10 million next year. That does not include rebuilding Old Hearn Road and 28th Street next year, which adds another $7 million. Next year's repairs to Bryan's wastewater system amounts to $6 million, plus another $500,000 for drainage maintenance, which is up from $30,000 this year. The municipal golf course is in next year's budget as its own department for the second consecutive year. The rest of the Parks and Recreation Department gets an additional $1 million in capital outlay money, while maintenance is cut by $163,000, and another $1 million is listed for skate parks. There's no reference in next year's budget to a super park, something that will be discussed this afternoon during the council's workshop. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has deferred action on limiting who can buy e-cigarettes and where they can be smoked. Monday night's unanimous vote followed a public hearing and an unsuccessful attempt to limit the ban to only minors. Northgate bar owner Frank Hagel says it would hurt his business.
We have all kind of flavors, and also the thing we have zero nicotine. We have no nicotine in them. And they're completely sealed. You cannot inject anything in them. And, you know, very safe for people and a lot of customers. They like them.
The council will resume consideration on September 11th. Two structure fires in 3 hours Monday afternoon kept College Station firefighters and police busy and motorists frustrated by major streets being shut down. On Southwest Parkway, just west of Texas, there was a problem with the heating and air conditioning system at Shipley Donuts. It took 20 minutes for that fire to get under control, and traffic at Welburn and George Bush was rerouted after smoke was seen coming out of the second floor of the Varsity 2 apartments. Seven residents were displaced from a fire that was started by someone using a torch for plumbing purposes. The fire department's news release did not mention any injuries to occupants or firefighters. Dropping off and picking up children at school is one of the locations where motorists need to watch where they stop. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says to stay away from fire lanes, even if you're still in the vehicle with the engine idling.
At that second in time, you need to not be there when that vehicle comes driving up. That driver is trying to position himself, and he really doesn't have time for you to wait for you to get yourself together and get out of his way. Those are a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year reserve space for emergency vehicles only.
The only exception is for delivery vehicles where drivers can stop long enough to unload. State lawmakers may be close to tougher standards on fracking water injection wells following hundreds of earthquakes northwest of Fort Worth.
Some are calling this a seismic change. The Texas Railroad Commission is considering tougher rules on the fracking industry. They even hired a seismologist. Dr. Craig Peterson told state house members the fracking process isn't the problem. It's the design of the pressurized injection wells where the muddy fracking water is dumped.
We believe that it's that change in pressure that's affecting existing faults in the earth and allowing them to move and cause earthquakes.
The potential new rules would require heightened monitoring by energy companies and could lead to well terminations. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A new app from Texas Department of Public Safety is an interactive link between the public and law officers. Sergeant Lonnie Haschel says the digital age makes it imperative that Texans have easy and immediate access to an array of DPS programs, services, and resources.
Several different things. You can look up sex offenders by location, name, route, or just proximity to you because it uses your location service on your cell phone. You can also look up detailed information about Texas' 10 most wanted current fugitives. Plus, you can also submit tips, and that's really unique. If you see something, say something.
He adds pictures of videos of suspicious activity can be submitted anonymously. For the first time, Texas A&M football games can be heard in Spanish. Bryant Broadcasting's The Zone HD 95.1-3 is one way to pick up the Aggies' regular and postseason games.
I think most people will access the broadcast by a Radio Aggieland app, because if you got a smartphone, and it doesn't matter which one, and you could be in your car, you could be out of state, you can be in New York, Oregon, it doesn't matter. All you need is that phone, a smartphone, and you can listen by downloading the Radio Aggieland app.
Program director Louis Bellina says the addition of Spanish football broadcast was a great move by A&M to move their brand forward. The Census Bureau estimates Spanish is the primary language of about 20% of Brazos County residents. This look at news brought to you by Mara Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mara Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mara Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mara Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mara Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
John Deere 5DE series tractors are the definition of utility. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a 5045D utility tractor and save $2,500 or get 0% financing for 72 months. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning at 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Tropical wave moving through the Gulf of Mexico will actually try to send us a little bit of moisture. Occasional sun today. The threat for a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy weather developing tonight, lows near 75. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 75. Remaining mostly cloudy Thursday, chance of showers. Highs on Thursday, closer to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Anybody here who's ever been to Columbia and seen the game day atmosphere, I think you're going to be shocked if you're on the way there.
They have won almost 20 in a row playing in South Carolina. We'll have more on that from Coach Sumlin and the Coach Sumlin Show from last night. Also, the U.S. Open got underway, and Tiger Woods has got a new coach. All of that more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. We didn't mention it yesterday, but France is redoing their government. Do-overs. Do-overs.
waving that white flag again.
I was going to say, did somebody surrender?
Yeah, we're going to have to learn to probably pronounce a new French guy's name.
You're going to be speaking a new language over there pretty soon. It's going to be called capitalism.
Yeah. Francois Hollande said, better gotta get a new prime minister. So, anyway, better going to do that, looks like. This ought to go well today. Oh, wait. All right, I got tickets to Ben Carson tonight, 695-1620.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I'd drop
that's
that
kinda
on
cool.
You.
Yeah.
695-1620. The next three people who call, I got a pair of tickets, 695-1620. Okay, so the president speaking today at the American Legion. Wonder how that's going to go. I'm just saying.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
A smattering of applause? Would that be about right? Anyway.
I think the general consensus will be, meh.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too. Anyway, we'll see how that works out for him. But, yeah. All right, take phone calls here for Ben Carson tickets. Who's this?
Andrew.
Andrew who?
Ferguson.
All right, Andrew, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you for Ben Carson, all right?
Yes, sir. Hey, where do I come to?
Crystal Park Plaza.
That's, okay, I know exactly where you're at. You're on the third floor.
We're on the fifth floor. Come to the fifth floor. Okay?
Yes, sir. I will probably at lunch when I get off.
That'd be
lunch,
great. Okay, that's fine. We have an elevator, too. You don't have to use the stairs. Oh, my goodness. Who's this?
Bill.
Bill who?
Bill Devlin.
Bill Devlin?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bill, come by. I got a pair of tickets for you.
I will. Thank you much.
All right, yep. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry who?
Chatham.
Chatham?
Yes, sir.
Got it. All right, come by here. Got a pair of tickets for you, okay?
Super. Thank you.
Yep, see? See, you listen, you win stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just that easy. Got that taken care of. All right.
So, but you have to listen all the time.
Yes, you do. That's exactly right. So did the president wait too long to launch a failed rescue mission to try to grab James Foley?
Why do we even know that it failed?
Because they told us it did.
Sorry. Back to what you were going to talk about.
Pentagon sources tell the Sunday Times of London that Foley and others might well have been rescued, but Obama was concerned about the ramifications of U.S. troops being killed or captured in Syria and took too long to authorize the mission. Well, Anthony Schaefer, a former lieutenant colonel in the U.S. military intelligence who worked on covert ops, tells the Times, I'm told it was almost a 30-day delay from when they wanted to go to when they finally gave the green light. They were ready to go in June to grab the guy, and they weren't permitted.
Well, I just think it's interesting. Something happened overseas based off of bad intelligence, and no one mentioned Bush.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, they did.
Oh, did they?
No.
Yeah, they blamed the entire situation.
Oh, that's right. We wouldn't have been here in the first place.
Well,
oh,
now, in fairness, right. Bush blamed Clinton.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, there.
Not for 6 years.
Yeah, well, once again, we could have gotten the guy, and we didn't. You know, and that brings to the point, there's a story in The Hill today talking about the White House bristling at the suggestion that President Obama is disconnected, checked out, and is out of touch. White House allies maintain that storyline of the checked-out president is a myth dumped by the media during the summer doldrums. They've got nothing else to do. It's BS. And he spelled out the whole word, said one former senior administration official. This is a guy who reads 10 letters a day simply to keep in touch with the American people. Oh, sure he does. And who picks
pre-selected,
those 10?
Yeah.
Right. Do they spin a big drum and he pulls 10 letters out? Come on.
How many of those have crayon on them?
Yeah, really. Oh, look, this has a little sunflower. Let's open that one up. The criticism has been underlined by Obama's decision to repeatedly go out on the golf course during his two-week vacation, including moments after the statement following the execution of journalist James Foley. Some Democrats say the issue gets much farther than Obama's love of the links, however. They argue that Obama, these are Democrats, they argue that Obama doesn't do enough to get his message out to help Democrats on the campaign trail or to move his agenda. He cares nothing about Washington. He doesn't like these people. He doesn't want to do this. He's already quit doing photo ops. I mean, he doesn't do photo ops. He just does not do that. So there you are. Now, politics, he's busy. He's smarter than all of us. Well, he is, and so there, we got to, you know, just, I'm saying. So let's sue him. What do you think? Okay. Anyway, we talk about politics and polls and elections and all that, but when you actually follow the money, which is the most important thing to do in anything political, you really kind of get answers to questions before they are really answered by the public. For instance, when a party pulls their advertising out of a market in a race where they see they got no chance, okay? Well, that's happening in the world of lobbyists and law firms. Apparently, the phones are ringing off the hook from staffers of soon-to-be-defeated members of Congress and the Senate. In fact, some of the soon-to-be former members are calling looking for jobs. See, because getting a job, as they call it, downtown at the law firms and the lobby firms, they can make $500,000 a year.
Oh, goodness.
So they're out there making a call going, if you might happen to have an opening for me, I've done this and so. I was the chief of staff of Senator Ramaphosa and, you know, that kind of thing. Because they're looking at the idea that the Republicans are, in fact, going to control both houses of the Congress. So they're making their phone calls. Now, what's interesting, though, is it actually ends up being a buyer's market. I mean, they've already gotten a lot of the people who they wanted, and those folks who are calling now, the lobby firms and law firms are going, well, we'll get back to you. We'll let you know. Headhunter firms like Ivan Adler's of the McCormick Group said that Republican Senate staffers are clearly the new girls in the lobby world. It girls in the lobbying world. Okay.
The new it girls.
In other words, they're the ones who've got the connections. You know, just that's the way it is. Former Senator Trent Lott, remember him?
Yes.
Now controls the entire public policy practice of Squire Patton Boggs, expressed confidence that he and his lobbying partner, that's John Boudreau, from former Senator John Boudreau from Louisiana, are well-positioned if the Senate flips. So, again, the new popular faces are the Republicans in the lobbying and legal world. So that's the truth of the matter. We can wait for the votes to be counted, but it sounds like the people in Washington who know about that stuff have already figured out who's going to be winning on election night.
Which means people are freaking out.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're all looking for. And because, you know, those places where they live are pretty expensive up there. It costs a lot of money to live
yes.
up there. And you need to be making a lot of money. Or you could come home and work like the rest of us.
No.
Wacky Pet Zone was voted best in the Brazos Valley for pet boarding and daycare. Play Care is a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages. And they have several packages available to suit any budget. Call 693-9663 or click WaggyPetZone.com.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you own property, you own a landscape. Hopefully you're proud of your ownership, but if you're not, this is a fine time to make changes. Good landscaping is easier with a plan, and fall is a great time to put that plan into effect. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to that heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your plants healthy. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. You need to look for Scotts Halts brand crabgrass preventer in the fall. You put it down the first week of September, and it will prevent the germination of rescue grass ryegrass and annual bluegrass Poa annua. Great products from Scotts Miracle-Gro. Any home improvement project starts with a plan, just as you wouldn't think of adding even one small room to your home without some type of architectural drawings. You shouldn't go into a landscaping project without the same type of planning. You can draw your plan yourself if you know plants and if you have a good feeling for how things need to fit together. If you're short on either of those, look for the advice and guidance of a professional. Decide exactly what you want your landscape to accomplish. You want it to provide good and direct access to the house, and you certainly want it to complement and enframe your home. Shade may be a concern, as can privacy, sound screening, and security. You'll probably want your landscape to provide color through the seasons and space for outdoor entertainment, including room for a spa or a pool and space for the kids to play. You may need enclosure for pets, and you may want space for fruit or vegetable gardening. Most of all, though, you want your landscape to beautify. Your next step is to look over your home site with a critical eye. If it's a new lot, are there trees that need to be removed? I hope not. Are there existing plants that should be featured? If you're redoing an existing garden, determine which plants should be saved and which need to be replaced. Just as you assess any existing plants in your landscape, you also need to evaluate the hardscape as well. That's a term that refers to all the non-living portions of patio surfaces, fences, arbors, and patio covers, utilities, driveway, hills and valleys, retaining walls, and so on and on. You need to consider them carefully to determine which stay and which will go. Your landscape needs to reflect your goals and your preferences. If you have plants you especially like, tell your architect or landscape designer. If you have those that you don't like, let them know. The same goes for hardscape features, and it also applies to the overall look of the design itself. There are many outstanding architects and landscape designers who do wonderful work on home landscape plans. Make a list of several whose work you admire or who come with good recommendations from nurserymen or friends. Meet with them as your time permits. Trust your initial instincts as well. Make sure you can communicate with the architect you eventually choose. Once you've chosen the architect you want to work with, schedule an initial meeting in which you can outline all your objectives and ask then for some kind of interim drawings to make sure that things are on track. I'm Neil Sperry, and we'll talk about imponderables in gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Now, we've broken down a lot of the nuts and bolts for Aggie football leading into the first week's game this Thursday, the season opener. But what about playing in South Carolina? The Gamecocks have won almost 20 in a row at home, and Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked last night during the Kevin Sumlin radio show about opening up on the road.
Anybody here who's ever been to Columbia and seen the game day atmosphere, I think you're going to be shocked if you're on the way there. They do a great job. There's a reason why they've won 18 games in a row. They lead the country in home wins. So the atmosphere, they're well coached. They've got good players, but the atmosphere, the game day atmosphere is as good as there is in the country.
Thursday's the big day. Pregame with Dave and Dave is at 4. Kickoff set at 5:01 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We also have the game in Spanish. Check out Radio Aggieland's app for details on that. And a volleyball team held its annual maroon and white scrimmage at Reed yesterday. The team, which has been practicing since August the 9th with 8 newcomers along with 10 returners to the roster. Aggie head coach Lori Corbelli emphasized how important it was for the team to get experience in front of people playing, actually, before their season opener Friday at the Texas A&M Invitational. Teams in the tournament, Iowa, UTSA, and Tulane. Aggie's first game will be against the Hawkeyes. They'll start things off at 10 a.m. Texas A&M Baseball announced its schedule for the 2015 season, a 56-game slate, which features 36 home games. The Aggies will play 11 teams that participated in the 2013 NCAA Championship for a total of 27 games, including Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Arkansas, LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Sam Houston State, Dallas Baptist, Houston, Nebraska, and Rice. A lot of those schools in the SEC, aren't they? To see the entire schedule, you can find that on our website at WTAW.com. On out of Major League Baseball, where Miles Mikolas allowed 3 hits in 8 scoreless innings as the Texas Rangers opened up a 3-game set against the Seattle Mariners with a 2-0 win last night. Mikolas said it was a good way to start a road trip.
It was great, especially knowing coming in that they're a hot team. Being able to go out there and kind of ignore that fact, pitch my game and get us a win, get the road trip started on the right foot.
Mikolas faced 2 batters over the minimum and erased 2 of the 3 hits that he allowed with double plays. The right-hander struck out 5 and walked 1. The Rangers play game 2 against Seattle tonight at 9:10. By the way, Rangers outfielder Sin Shu Chu has been scheduled for surgery to remove a bone spur from his left elbow and will miss the rest of the season. Chu was placed on the 15-day disabled list just yesterday. Houston had a shot at it yesterday.
Carter hits it in the air pretty deep to right field. Reddick is going back on the warning track at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Chris Carter, and the Astros are within one.
But Jeff Samardzija pitched eight solid innings to lead the Oakland Athletics over the Astros 8-2. Samardzija allowed six hits, two runs, and tied a season high with 10 strikeouts. Oakland stays in Houston for game two of their series tonight at 7:10. We'll hop over to the NFL with receivers Joe Adams and Alek Lemon among nine players released by the Houston Texans yesterday. The Texans also placed offensive tackle David Quisenberry on the reserve/non-football illness list as he battles lymphoma. Head coach Bill O'Brien says the cutdowns are one of the least favorite parts of the job for him.
None of that is ever easy. Any guy that's come through here that we've had to release over the last 7 or 8 months, that's a very difficult part of the job for both myself and Rick Smith. Not to speak for Rick, but I know we talk about this a lot because these guys have come in here and really worked hard.
Houston waived William Powell, Sam Longo, David Hunter, Austin Brown, Terrence Lloyd, Lawrence Silsby, and Junior Mertile. A bit of a scare was thrown at Cowboy Nation yesterday as Tony Romo was nowhere to be found at practice after being sacked three times against Miami. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett said, no worries.
You know, we played obviously Saturday night and now it's Monday morning. So, you know, the idea was to, you know, give him in a light practice an opportunity to kind of collect himself and take the day off.
The Pokes wrap up their preseason with the Broncos Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Top seed Novak Djokovic, third seed Stan Wawrinka, number 8 Andy Murray were all among yesterday's first round winners at the U.S. Tennis Open. Winners on the women's side included Simona Halep, fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska, fifth seed Maria Sharapova, sixth seed Angelique Kerber, number 9 seed Jelena Jelakovic, and Venus Williams. And finally, Tiger Woods has announced on his website that he is leaving swing coach Sean Foley after 4 years and no majors. The former number one in the world has back trouble for the last year and is taking the next 3 months to get stronger. Foley was the third coach Wood had hired in his professional career. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryan or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
You know, just like in your home, Suddenlink has ways for your business to get ahead and enjoy yourself. You know, new customers can get workplace, 8-meg internet, and unlimited business class phones for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. And all you need to do is call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He can provide you and your business with the perfect solution so that you've got the right price, you have a control, you know exactly what it's going to cost you each month, which is nice to have. And you get to keep your phone number, and you get to keep the equipment that you've already invested in. Go to suddenlinkbusiness.com if you want to get more information. But in addition to that, remember, also you can get business TV. You can keep your employees informed and customers entertained. And unlike satellite, there's not a bunch of bulky equipment, and service reliability is never a question, no matter what the weather. And, you know, one of the great things about Suddenlink is they're just a phone call away to answer any of your questions. And there's programming for everybody. There's news, weather, sports, entertainment, and much of it is in HD. Plus, they have commercial-free music channels that you can use as well to enhance your business environment. All that can be yours, so call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 or go to suddenlink.com business.com for more information.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank you for a great summer. Seems like almost every day somebody is calling throughout the Brazos Valley, taking advantage of their loaner program. So get in touch with the folks at Barker's Heating and Air Conditioning if you need work. High temperature today, about 96 or so, with a heat index around 101. There is a slight chance of showers actually all week long, and maybe not quite so hot. Lower 90s later this week. 77 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.